Our environmental laws in Michigan have become sharply more partisan over the past 14 years. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. That statement comes from an analysis by MERSnews.com in Lansing. Craig Mauger is the reporter who did that analysis, and he joins me now. Hi, Craig.
Hey, how's it going?
You examined about 200 new laws the Michigan legislature enacted from the year 2000 to 2014. What have we seen shifting during that time?
Well, we have seen a pretty dramatic shift in both the nature of the type of environmental laws that the legislature is approving and also how partisan the votes are on these laws. Over just a period of about 10 years, you've seen the laws become more about easing regulations and working more closely with businesses and less about kind of specifically trying to protect different facets of the environment.
And why are we seeing this happen?
There are so many theories out there. The story I wrote covers a lot of them, but I think some of the important ones that kind of surprise me, even though I cover these things every day, is the impact of the economic recession. A lot of people are noticing that maybe this recession and the problems the economy had has maybe changed the calculus that some lawmakers do when they're weighing economic benefit versus environmental benefit. I think another thing is just the changing nature of the lawmakers themselves. With term limits, you have a lot of turnover. And what's happened over the years, if you talk to people who, you know, watch environmental law, is that a lot of Republicans who were previously very pro-environment have left, and there aren't a ton of Republicans now who get positive scores from groups like the Sierra Club or the League of Conservation Voters.
Craig Mauger is a reporter with MERSnews.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is the Environment Report. Spring came early in Michigan 3 years ago, very early, and fruit crops were later wiped out by frost. That has some researchers in Lansing asking if there's a way to delay the spring bloom in a warm year. Peter Payette reports.
It's no secret what causes a cherry or apple blossom to come out in the spring. Warmth. So if you want to slow down that process, you just spray cold water on the tree. An experiment done 40 years ago in Utah with automatic sprinklers delayed the spring bloom for 3 weeks. Jim Flory, a researcher at Michigan State University, says the sprinklers just ran continuously.
Turn it on for 5 minutes, turn it off for 5 minutes. Let them dry out. And as a consequence, they used about 36 inches of water.
Using that much water is expensive and causes other problems, like disease. So nobody thought much more about it until the record warm spring of 2012. That was the year trees bloomed more than a month early in Michigan. And when frost came, just about every blossom in the state was frozen. That got Jim Flory thinking about spraying water, and he's been experimenting for the last 2 years. He says new technologies have made this idea viable. Instead of sprinklers, he's using misters, like you see spraying produce at the grocery store. And his team has worked out exactly how much moisture is needed to keep the buds cool.
Now, based on that, we can turn the system on and off, which saves a lot of water.
Flory says his experiment used less than a third of the water used in Utah in the 1970s, and his team delayed blossoms for more than 10 days, which can make a big difference. Flory says installing a network of hoses and sprayers in an orchard will not be cheap, but he says it could also be used to spray pesticides.
So then you don't have to have the big speed sprayer, the $70,000 speed sprayer, and the $60,000 tractor to pull it around.
Jim Flory thinks a sprayer system could help growers avoid frost damage in the future, and he plans to study the idea for one more year. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
And that's it for today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.